Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and hopefully you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us right here at 97.5 FM, The Morning Show. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Happy Friday Eve to you all. Let's kick things off the way we like to with our good friend Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Blue skies out there again, Brittany. I think we're like 4 for 4 this week.
I know. Aren't we lucky? Mm-hmm. Spoiled brats.
We'll take it.
We're going to have it all day today as well. A little bit of patchy fog burned off here this morning. Blue skies, high pressure system overhead. That means calmer winds today, and we're just going to stay dry, finally, staying dry tomorrow, too. And we don't have any chances of rain moving in or trying to ruin anything until maybe Saturday afternoon. So we're not even going to talk about that until tomorrow, because it's not Friday yet.
Yeah.
Good plan.
Positive.
Just positive, yes. Sounds good. And, you know, we could, I think after a couple of days, it doesn't hurt to have a little bit of that. So we'll see what comes this weekend. But we're all much more prepared for today. Thanks to you, Brittany. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too.
Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot, joining us every morning right in this time slot. Melissa and I got a fun show jammed up for you, everybody. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up in just a little bit. We'll get into people who rarely get sick shared some impractical secrets.
Impractical secrets.
Yeah, I mean, they call them secrets, but I don't know how practical they are. So we'll find out.
And we'll see how helpful that is.
Mm-hmm. Old folks want to ban TikTok, but young adults want to keep it for medical advice. So we will get into that a little bit. Got that one coming up for you as well. I also want to talk a little bit about 80s or 90s snacks. Subway is doing something that got me thinking about 90s snacks, so I want to touch on that one. Got a real good story of the day for you, everybody, about a woman who rescues wild Mustangs that are rounded up for and reunites the herds on her ranch.
Wow. Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. 9 o'clock hour, going to kick off the way we like to on Thursdays with our friends over at the Southwood County Humane Society. We got our pet of the week coming up. We have that thanks to our friend Luann Goetz. Luann is the sponsor for this week. We appreciate her.
Aww, thanks, Luann.
We'll talk more about that a little bit later and looking forward to finding out what our new furry friend is going to be today and which dog I have to fight off not adopting. That is all coming up. We'll also get into some Rafters news. Boys of Summer are in action tonight, taking on our heated rival, Wausau. Got a whiteout tonight I want to get into. Oof. And if you were listening to Melissa's news, like you should be, you heard that we have a WRCT production, a Hopewell production today that I look forward to.
Yes, a kids show at Lunch by the River.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. All that coming up. And if we have time today, we'll get into it, Melissa, or maybe we'll start it today. But I came across an article this weekend from worldatlas.com, 10 ideal Wisconsin destinations for a 3-day weekend.
Okay.
Maybe you're getting towards the end of, we're in the second half of summer at the very least. And maybe.
What are you talking about? Summer's not half over.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Forget what I said, everybody. Forget what I said.
I'm living in a state of denial here, James.
And I want to help with that.
Don't ruin it.
I want to help you with that. I'm going to live vicariously through you living through that vicariously. we'll try to get into that one and have some fun with it, too. I thought it'd be fun to come across vacations that, you know, only take you a weekend kind of thing.
Yeah, if you only have to add one extra day, that's easier, you know, than taking off multiple days during the week.
Personally, I'd love to go to see the Grand Canyon, you know, or something like that, but something
that's
a little bit.
That's going to take you more than a 3-day weekend.
Probably.
That from Unless what you've learned how to teleport.
Not yet. Working on it, though. I will let you know how that progresses, everybody.
Please do.
We start our show with maybe an interesting one here, kind of a breakfast hack. Experts say this does really work. If you want to make the best scrambled eggs of your life, try adding a little seltzer water.
Hmm.
The bubbles are supposed to make them airier and fluffier.
That would make sense.
It doesn't take much. Just add 1 teaspoon to your mixture for every 2 eggs you're making. A full 12-ounce can is enough for 72 eggs. So, you know.
Woofta.
Just makes the kind of breakfast my Nana made. just for her, my papa and I. That's just how the woman cooked. Just make sure you only use plain seltzer. If you use like LaCroix or something like that.
Something with a flavor in it, you're going to change the flavor.
Save the White Claw, okay? You don't need it for this. You don't need it for this. No. It works because the bubbles quickly expand from the heat and fluff everything up.
That makes total sense.
I never would have thought of this, but now that I hear it, it feels like something we should have always been doing.
Well, if you have seltzer water.
If you do, yeah. Honestly, I don't eat them very often, but when I have scrambled eggs, I devour them. I love scrambled eggs. I like what I like about scrambled eggs is the sandwich. Getting a piece of bread or something and throwing some scrambled eggs on there and some kind of a sausage link or bacon or something like that. I like making sandwiches, and I think that's why I like scrambled eggs like that. Something like this. I'd like to try this. My dad, in our house, there's only a hand. Both my parents always cooked, but there was only a couple things where, okay, we're going to go to dad for this one. Scrambled eggs was it. My mom doesn't make bad scrambled eggs, but my dad's are just awesome.
Yeah, I don't make scrambled eggs very often, but I do know if you like whip the heck out of them, they're better.
Yeah.
It's because you're introducing a lot more air to them. This would save your arm a bit from having to try to introduce all that air yourself with just adding a little seltzer water.
Yeah. And this got my mind going, of course, like a lot of our topics do. And I came across an interesting article from foodnetwork.com. You can go to foodnetwork.com and thank Carrie Ann Jennings for this one, MSRD. 13 morning hacks. We weren't going to go through all of these because some of them are a little, already common knowledge.
Things we already do.
Yeah, and things, and honestly, some stuff that you've covered on The Kitchen's Open, which you can catch every Monday at 9 o'clock, everybody. Join us for that. To cut your cooking time for steel-cut oats, try covering the oats with water in a saucepan the night before.
Mm, yeah, overnight soak.
And there's a lot of that in these and for oats, cooking leftover oats into little cakes.
Yeah, that's good.
And making overnight oats or China pudding. And they say trust them on this one. These are incredibly good once you get up in the morning.
Yeah, I love for a while there, I was making overnight oats a lot, thanks to Laura, because she's amazing like that. And they are good. They're great. You just, a little oats, a little dried fruit, nuts, a yogurt, and a little bit of water or milk, and stick them in the fridge overnight. They're amazing the next morning.
I'm really appreciative of the invention of the microwave, and I do like it, but I tend to not like reheating things. I don't like the way they taste afterwards and stuff, so I don't do that very often. Like, if I got cold pizza, I'll heat it up in the oven. I'll take the extra minute or whatever and do that. But in the morning, a microwave could be your best friend and save you a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And they suggested a couple of things. I'll suggest bacon in there, just in the sense that it doesn't take as long and if you're in a hurry.
Yeah, just make sure you wrap it up in like paper towels so you don't totally grease up the entire inside of your microwave.
Yeah, done that one a couple times. It's a great note by Melissa. Make sure to do that, everybody. They talk about dipping apple rings in pancake batter and cook them in a skillet for an all-in-one meal.
Ooh. That sounds good.
That sounds really good. Yeah, that sounds really good. Assembling a smoothie, and getting the ingredients together and blending them up over before, at night, and then it's ready for you in the morning.
Yeah. Don't blend it at night. Wait till the morning. Get ready. Get it ready to go so it comes together quick in the morning.
And they really push these breakfast bread puddings. It's another big one that they're doing. And I got to admit, I don't know what that is. I don't know what a bread pudding is. I don't.
Bread pudding is just basically bread and milk.
Okay.
And then whatever seasonings you want to put in it. My mom always added raisins and like cinnamon and vanilla.
Okay.
And then you mix it up and you bake it in the oven with butter on top. It's really good.
Sounds pretty good. Mm-hmm. Sounds like some kind of like the good stuff that they have over at El Cafe. We'll get to that more in a moment. Mm-hmm. Melissa, is there a quick one for you or a quick go to? I know for me, obviously cereal is a good one. I go to that quite often. But I like making sandwiches, and I tend like if I got a good English muffin or a bagel. I love turning that into a little my own kind of sandwich of a little bit of scrambled eggs or bacon or sausage or something like that in there.
I've been on on a bagel kick lately because I found dairy-free cream cheese. And so I've just been eating bagels for breakfast. But actually this morning I made an egg sandwich. And usually that's kind of my go-to for, you know, protein and something warm that fills you up and can get you through your morning. I just make an egg sandwich.
Yeah, there's something about it. It's mm-hmm. good. It's almost, maybe it's not the right word, but almost comforting. Almost comfort food, yeah. like breakfast food,
I mean,
it feels like.
My dad used to make them for us when I was a kid. I don't always put the ketchup on now because my stomach doesn't like ketchup very much anymore.
No.
So I can't put, I that's my favorite though. Every once in a while I will say, sorry, stomach, you're just going to have a bad day. Look. And I put ketchup on it.
Look, stomach, I don't like you and you don't like me either, but we got to get through this together. We got. I love what you said about bagels. I always eat bagels. I have my whole life, but I have moments where I eat them more than other moments. And I'm kind of in one of those myself. There's just something about a good bagel. Do you have
and a... Because I like savory more so in the morning typically than sweet. I've been getting the everything bagel and because I just have plain cream cheese, so an everything bagel adds a little bit of flavor, and then with the dairy-free cream cheese on top, it's been a treat for me.
I think those are good notes, and hopefully your breakfast is a little more exciting, a little more fun, or maybe even some more options for you out there, everybody.
Mm-hmm. But if I had to pick a fruit flavored bagel, it's blueberry.
It's a good one. A blueberry is a good one. I don't think I've had a bad blueberry bagel. Those are really good. We'd love to hear your tips or your hacks or any of that above. Feel free to call up and join us for those. We'd love to hear from you, everybody. We'll tell you how you can call up and more in the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club that is coming right up on the morning show with Melissa and James on WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with the Birthday and Anniversary Club featuring our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself when they open their doors back up tomorrow, everybody.
That's right.
Just a reminder, they are closed all day today, so please let your friends and family know out there. Spread the word and be sure to spread the word about the great stuff that Fidel and the gang have over there. Great menu, wonderful people, perfect atmosphere. You can't have a bad time at El Cafe. Join them for the weekend when they open their doors tomorrow at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards.
Mm-hmm. Get down there for a great fish fry tomorrow because they're open till 8.
Yeah. And we encourage you to, of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. info@WFHR.com. Of course, you can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. You can email any of us directly, like james.mailf@civicmedia.us or melissa.k@civicmedia.us.
You can hit us. Or you can call up 715-424-2600.
Please feel free to. We'd love to hear from you, everybody. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. And if you're not able to join us right in this time slot and it's a little bit later, that's all right. We won't tell anybody. We'll still throw it in there. Let's take a look at our list. Melissa, I need a 1 through 3.
Well, let's go with 1.
All right. Gives us that qualifier there. So we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to a good friend of the station and this community, Debbie Kluwerth.
Happy birthday, Debbie.
It's amazing. Debbie's awesome. We appreciate you, Debbie. Keep up the great work, and we keep on having a, and hope you have a great day. Wishing you a great day.
Yeah, beautiful weather for your birthday.
Today. Yeah. We also want to wish a couple of happy anniversaries. Happy anniversary to Tom and Colleen Johnson.
Oh, Tom and Colleen. Happy anniversary.
Wishing you two a wonderful day. And our qualifiers today, celebrating their 60th anniversary, Doug and Barb Kasten.
Doug and Barb, happy anniversary.
60 years. That is beautiful.
Congratulations.
That's one of the most beautiful things I'm going to say on the air all week. Happy 60th anniversary, you two. That is fantastic. That hits our romantic heart. We appreciate it. And I say, both of you, all you couples out there, you're celebrating an anniversary today. We ain't going to tell anybody. Celebrate right through the weekend. Through the weekend.
May as well.
Go for it.
Heck, I say celebrate all month.
Yeah, 60 years. You get the chance. You can celebrate that all year if you want. I got no problem with that. Congratulations on that one, you two. And you are our qualifier for today.
That's right.
Keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. I have to pull an audible real quick. I apologize, everyone. Uh-oh. I'm using my glasses today, and I am the world's worst person with glasses and keeping them clean. I don't know how I got a fingerprint on them, but I did, and I can't see that well. So now I can. Now I'm good. But I don't know how I do that, Melissa. I am so bad with keeping my glasses clean. I don't know what I do.
That's rough, James.
Is it because I talk with my hands?
It's possible. And your hands are kind of big, so they do, like, run into things.
Oh, that's nothing. Oh, I didn't get to tell you guys what I did. Okay, real quick. I had, of all the people I could do this in front of, too, it couldn't have been worse. I had Terry in yesterday for a Midday Magazine the other day to talk United Way. It was a great It was a great interview, and encourage you to check it out and find out more about United Way at uwswac.org. I've been working with, for the first time, a screen. A sound screen in front of my microphone. It helps with S's and Z's, and it makes us sound a little clearer, a little better.
Yep.
Shout out to Chuck and to Civic Media for these. We love them. Mm-hmm. I'm not used to working with them. I was talking to Terry, and I was animated like I get, and I was talking with my hands, and I hit this thing, the screen, right into my eye. I jammed it right into my eye somehow,
and
we had to start the interview over. We had to, it was just so bad.
Oh, thank goodness it's pre-recorded, so you could.
Yeah, and of all the people I could do that in front of, the one person who will never let me live it down, it will never.
Mm-hmm. And nor should she.
No, absolutely, 100%. We dive into our celebrity birthdays. Chase Crawford is 39. He is Nate on Gossip Girl and plays the Deep on Amazon's The Boys.
Okay.
Good actor. We've got... I actually got a bone to pick. So today is the great Kristen Bell's 44th birthday.
Ah, Kristen. And she's so cool.
Elsa's sister Anna in the Frozen movies. She was Veronica Mars, the narrator on Gossip Girl. And a lot of people know her from not only TV shows that she's commercials that she's done, a lot of those, but Eleanor on The Good Place.
The Good Place, yep.
There is a lot of shows out there that I don't get to watch, but there's ones that I'm catching up on. Mm-hmm. And I'm currently catching up on The Good Place.
It's so good.
It really is. It's a fantastic show.
It's got a stellar cast.
I have one gigantic pet peeve in this world, Melissa, and it is spoilers.
Okay.
And your boy, Pat, the gentleman who is on before us in the mornings and everything, spoiled The Good Place for me.
Uh-oh.
He completely ruined it for me this morning. Completely ruined it.
I
got a big bone to pick with that man. Like, I know the show has been out for years. I know that if you really loved the show, you probably would have been watching it when it was on. Some of us work three jobs, Pat. Some of us couldn't keep up with it, man, and didn't need it spoiled. I'm seriously angry about it. Like, I'm very angry about this.
Come out in 2016.
It did. And I completely agree with it. I completely get that. And 99% of people out there that heard it probably already knew. But for me, that bothered me. I'm trying to forget.
Yeah, you may as well, because the show itself is so good. You're going to enjoy it anyway.
I'm going to keep watching. Yeah, I'm going to enjoy it, I'm sure. And she's great. Kristen Bell is such a good actress.
She is a great actress.
I didn't know how versatile she was until the Frozen movies, really. And that she, all the different things that she could do voice acting wise.
Mm-hmm.
Vin Diesel is 57. The voice of Groot in the MCU, Dominic Toretto in the Fast and the Furious series. Been in a couple of other movies too. It obviously has done a pretty good job with his career. I like seeing actors that maybe don't have the acting chops that a lot of people might think that they should or do or what have you, but are able to have incredible careers. And not for nothing, Vin Diesel is much more of a well-rounded actor than I think a lot of people might realize.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he also makes bald look incredibly sexy.
He's got that down. He definitely has that down. He did a movie some years back. Actually, a couple of them that were pretty good. First off, The Chronicles of Riddick are underrated. Those movies were very underrated. He did this movie, Knockaround Guys, where he played a Jewish man who works with mob. And on his arm, he had this gigantic Star of David on those big pipes of his and everything. and I got to admit, you don't get to see Jewish actors or Jewish characters like that very often. And he nailed it, did a great job, was very honorable with the role. Sidney Lumet handpicked him to play a real life crime drama character. There's a couple of different things he has done in his career that really stand out to where this guy can act. A Man Apart is another good one that he did that was very good.
And he also did some, you know, kid shows. He did voiceovers in Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Yeah, that's right.
The Pacifier.
Yeah.
He was in that one as well as himself, you know, the Iron Giant.
Really got his break he got his first role in the movie Awakenings with Rob Williams and Robert De Niro, one of my all-time favorite movies. So that's part of the reason I'm a little, you know, I like him a bit. But Saving Private Ryan, he was really good in that too. Mm-hmm. And A Man Apart, that's just another good one that I wanted to make sure to mention. Find Me Guilty.
Harrison Ford in Presumed Innocent.
Mm. He played Jackie De Narcisio in Find Me Guilty, a real-life story that directed by one of the greatest directors ever, in Sidney Lumet, and he's unrecognizable in that movie. And he does a fantastic job. I'm not saying he's a thespian necessarily, but he's a way better actor than the guy that just is behind the wheel driving a car on the side of a building while two people are hanging out of it, and he's got something else hanging from it. I will wholeheartedly. I'm not making fun of him though. I watch every one of those Fast and Furious movies. I don't care. I like car chases.
I've seen the first couple.
Yeah, and then you've seen them all. You've pretty much seen them all then.
Isn't there one in space though?
Yeah.
Yes. I kind of want to see that one.
they take a car into space, everybody. They shoot a car into space. It's so great. Just take any logic you have in your brain, put it on the side, and just watch 2 hours of just nonstop action and cars flying into space. Ricky Skaggs is 70 years old today, Country Music Hall of Fame inductee. Ricky taught himself to play the mandolin at the age of 3.
Wow.
Yeah, plays the banjo, fiddle, and guitar as well. A heck of an artist. Let's see here. Martha Reeves is 83, leader of Martha and the Vandals.
Ooh.
Heat Wave, Dancing in the Street, Nowhere to Run. I love Nowhere to Run. That song never gets old to me. It's a good one. And then some people no longer with us. I just think one of the greater human beings any of us will ever read about or hear about, while also a complicated human being. Nelson Mandela was born on this day in 1918, former South African president and international hero. If you don't know the story of Mr. Mandela, I cannot encourage you enough to read and look into it and what he did through apartheid, where he started when we first kind of get introduced to him as a world, and going from prison to being the president of South Africa.
Yeah.
Not a guy who tried to stay out of prison by becoming president, but a man who was in prison who came out and became president.
Yeah.
John Glenn, one of our first real heroes, I think, for many generations out there. Born in 1921, passed away in 2016, the first U.S. astronaut to orbit the Earth. Not for nothing, in 1998, Senator Glenn also became the oldest person ever launched into space at 77. Whew. Held the record until William Shatner broke it back in 2021 at the age of 90.
Yikes.
There is a lot of great artists and writers that I have grown up and I have enjoyed over my lifetime. I've mentioned Maya Angelou many times, Langston Hughes. I like the Beat Generation a lot, Jack Kerouac, a lot of those writers I look up to. But I don't think there's a writer I'll ever look up to more or I feel more of a kinship to than Hunter S. Thompson. Born on this day in 1937, passed away in 2005, Johnny Depp played him masterfully in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, The Rum Diary. Bill Murray played him in Where the Buffalo Roam back in the early 80s. I think that there is a lot you could say about Hunter S. Thompson when you talk about the some of his political talk or his drug use or some of those things. If you are able to put those things aside and just look at the creative mind of Hunter S. Thompson, you have never heard another writer like him. Not only could write like Shakespeare and give you true poetry, but raw, real. Everything that we look for nowadays in our mediums, Hunter was doing long before most writers would even think of putting stuff like he did on a page and putting their name on it. And Hunter S. Thompson, whether you liked him or not, a complete original. Nobody ever liked him, and nobody ever liked him again.
Well, you know, dedicating his life a year to be able to write the you know his publication of Hell's Angels. He spent a year with them.
Yeah, yeah,
incredible.
I mean, what a real journalist is, what a real reporter is. Hunter S. Thompson was that 100%. Obviously, gonzo journalism, another thing that he spawned off and created that was incredibly important, and even more important in today's society where we don't always know. Hey. You know, I'm reading this article online. This is a really interesting article. Wait a minute, who's this sponsored by? Who did this? Mm-hmm. You couldn't buy Hunter. You couldn't do that. And God, if you tried, you'd get the opposite probably. We could use a reporter, a journalist like that right now. Glenn Hughes, also born in this day in 1950, passed away in 2001. The original biker in the Village People. Yeah. And one more time, wishing a very happy birthday to Debbie Cluarth.
Happy birthday, Debbie.
Wishing happy anniversaries to Tom and Colleen Johnson.
Happy anniversary, Tom and Colleen.
And to our qualifiers celebrating their 60th, Doug and Barb Kasten.
Doug and Barb, congratulations and happy anniversary.
Yep, we wish you the best, all of you. Have a great day. And, of course, keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody, so we can celebrate with you and send you over to El Cafe. Remember, their doors are closed today, but they will be back open tomorrow at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We'll be back with more fun after our news break on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. This song takes too long to get going. It's the only problem with some of our bumpers. They take a little too long to get going here. We need 5-10 seconds to get going. Not gonna do when I move. Although, I don't mind playing music. Don't mind that.
No, that's fun.
Got an interesting one here. COVID is surging again with cases in 26 states high or very high. I apologize. Don't kill the messenger here. That's just the way it is. Yeah. And that's just kind of the way it is going to be kind of going forward here as we have. I don't want to say tamed this virus as much as we have or can currently, but we have certainly gotten a much more of a hold on it thanks to our virus hunters, our medical industry, and so many hardworking people out there. Mm-hmm. So here's a question for people who rarely or never get sick. What's your secret? Come on, tell us. Come on, I won't tell anybody. You can tell us. What is it?
I don't go anywhere or see anybody.
Okay, all right. I'm writing that one down. Yeah, all right. So here are some of the people sharing their tips online. And I think that this is all pretty basic. But I do think that there might be some insight here, or what is basic to some might be news to others. So Go to sleep early and get as many hours, 9 hours of sleep every night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting good sleep is really, really important for our bodies.
Another one I'm going to write down. Get sleep. Okay. Stay active. Drink plenty of water.
Yeah. Also good things to do.
Wash your hands constantly and don't touch your face or rub your eyes.
And by constantly, they don't mean like every moment of every day. Mm. That's not plausible.
I think you carry a sink around with you everywhere. Melissa's right. Yes, don't listen to me. One person said, I barely leave the house. Do your boy there before. Mm-hmm. Eating, of course, fruits and vegetables, avoiding unhealthy stuff as best as you can. Stop eating indoors at restaurants, another person mentioned, which I could see. Okay. There is still a lot of people that are more comfortable in feeling at bringing, if not bringing them back, have never stopped wearing masks.
Yeah.
I don't see an issue with that one, you know?
I don't either.
I don't. I mean, they're not trying to. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
there's lots of reasons to do it or to not. And I think it's up to each person individually.
Yeah, yeah. Take vitamin D supplements. I will add on to that, there's a lot of great one-a-day vitamins out there nowadays. Mm-hmm. I even take one. That's how common they are. Even I'm taking one. There's a
Yes, but it is a well-established fact that we just don't get enough sunlight here at this latitude. So taking a vitamin D supplement is a very good thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, these next ones, along with that one, I think are actually a bit helpful because they also encourage vitamin C, zinc, fish oil. These are all good ones to also keep in mind. Keep an optimistic attitude.
That is important. Our attitude has a lot to do with how we feel, more so than you would think.
It took me a long time to realize that one. And I think some days, as some of my staff will tell you, it's you know, it takes still a little bit. I'm still learning. But it's one of those ones that I feel like once you get on the other side of, there's no going back. Like, I spent the first half of my life being much more pessimistic and much more cynical. And since that switch flipped and I rewired my brain, now I find myself, even in the harshest moments, even when I'm sad or depressed or something like that, still finding silver linings in life.
Mm-hmm. It does help. Having a positive mental outlook makes everything a little bit better, or at least tolerable.
Avoid stress. Yeah, yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah,
sure, could we? That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm. They got a supplement for that one. It's certainly, I think, something that we all go, you know, shoot, try for, and everything. Mm-hmm. But it's also something that I think you can't. What I think is important is how you handle stress.
Yeah, learning to manage your stress properly, or doing things to de-stress, whether that's trying to get into a better routine for your day, or making lists and knowing that, okay, well, I have all of this to do, but I can only worry about this one thing right now, because these other things I can't get to until later or don't happen until later. So they're not even on my thought process right now.
Yeah.
And being able to write those things down for me personally helps take the stress off, because, well, I can't do that yet, so I don't need to worry about it.
And I think that's all great points, Melissa. Great stuff. Don't be lazy is another one on here.
One comes, in my opinion, with a little bit of a caveat, because there's a difference between being lazy and allowing yourself to have some downtime. And I think as Americans, we really struggle with this, because we live in such a society of, well, if you're just sitting around doing nothing, you're being lazy. Well, sometimes you need that. You need it physically and you need it mentally.
Yeah, same page, Melissa. I was going to go the very similar direction. I work like crazy. I am a workaholic, and I cannot seem to turn my brain off when it comes to that. I'm always looking for ways to improve or add content or something along the lines with these jobs that we do. I find that I have to force myself to be lazy sometimes. And I've noticed that when I keep consistent with this, I'm much more creative. I have a much more rest and a freer brain.
Because you've taken the time to refill your cup. Mm. You cannot pour from an empty cup.
Yeah,
And if you don't give your body and your mind that time to rejuvenate and refresh, you're not going to be as productive.
And a lot of people are also talking about improving your immune system. And working on that. And certainly that it goes back to a couple of other conversations we've had and some other stuff. But that's something that they're really adamant about on this one. And the idea of embracing germs to a degree.
Yeah. We've long known that it's not good to use antibacterial stuff over the top.
Mm-hmm.
If everything is antibacterial in your home and you're using it constantly, the germs start to grow immune to those antibacterial things, and then you're dealing with a whole nother level of issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, wash your hands, obviously, but you don't need to be a germaphobe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It didn't work well for Howard Hughes. didn't go the greatest for him, you know. I mean, certainly, finding the balance for this too. If you are a germaphobe, or maybe you don't even know you are, or something like that, what Melissa's saying has a lot of heart to it and a lot of science behind it too. Just for what it's worth, so I encourage you to do that. Get out there and live, everybody, and take some of these tips to heart, because we want you around.
That's right.
I mean, we really do. We need the ratings, people. Please stick around. No, I'm joking. I'm kidding. We'll take a time out. We'll check with our partners. We'll come back, and we're having nothing but fun. And we're going to get into another kind of health topic here, sort of. We're going to talk about TikTok and who's using it, who wants to ban it, and all the above. Coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Going to have some fun, take you right to the top of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick things off with our friends from the Southwood County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to that. We'll touch on some entertainment news. Got some Emmy nominations to talk about. And also wanted to get into a couple of other fun topics with Melissa. We'll talk about some local theater going on in town here.
Mm-hmm.
A little lunch by the river. All kinds of fun stuff. But I want to dive into this one, too. It remains to be seen if the supposed ban on TikTok ends up happening or not. A lot of it seems to be politically motivated and side motivated, unfortunately. Because I do think that we do need people keeping an eye on all apps, not just TikTok, but all social media, all apps. And we do need a, I don't want to say a governing body necessarily, but I do think that we need some kind of, you know, third party keeping an eye on these things that doesn't have, whether it's a political motivation or some money in their pocket or something like that.
Hmm.
And I'm not saying that we need that entity to be able to be like a UN of the internet and they decide what stays on and what doesn't. I don't like that at all. But I do think that there needs to be some kind of, you know, regulations about these things.
Yeah, yeah. There should be. If they're not going to do it themselves, then yes, there should be.
Right. And we all know that we can trust corporations to do things themselves. I needed that. Oh, that was good. All right. In a new survey, 46% of American adults support the law that would ban TikTok if it's a Chinese owner doesn't sell it due to national security reasons. That's 46% of American adults. There is a big difference in age, though. 66% of people 65 and older support the ban, compared to just 33% of people under 30.
Hmm.
And only 15% of people 65 and older approve of politicians using TikTok for campaign content, compared to 42% of people under the age of 30. Please, I understand that almost every single politician in human history has hypocritical sides to them, but there is hypocrisy. And I find it very funny that some of the people that have been about this ban are also on TikTok.
Promote their run for office.
It's a little like, I don't know, somebody saying that they think that a former president is America's Hitler, and then now taking the nod. It seems a little hypocritical. It's pretty darn hard.
Completely supportive of them.
Be honest, everybody. If that was a friend of yours, you wouldn't know what to think
Can
about
you
that.
Trust that.
You
person?
Wouldn't be able to trust that person, man. You wouldn't let that person walk your dog.
Do they have any integrity?
Yeah, yeah. That's the word. Integrity. Integrity.
Yeah.
Let's demand some integrity again, not just from politicians, but from each other as well. Mm-hmm. Because politicians are oftentimes a ugly mirror, but a mirror of us. And they're going to do what most of these guys and people and women and all that want to get in office. So they're going to do what we tell them to oftentimes, or what the people in their pockets are telling them to.
Yeah.
And I do think that there's an important part of this, too, that never gets talked about. How many younger people have tried to show some of these 65 and older people what TikTok is to them,
yeah,
or what any app is to them? If I'm 65 and older and I've never seen TikTok, I don't use it. I'm not going to begrudge somebody that much older being afraid of something like this if they don't know anything about it.
No, and if they're only hearing negative, you know, information about it on their news sources, of course they're going to look at it as a something that's negative. If that's what they're hearing, and they have no experience with it.
It's on us as a society to reach out to each other and to share these things. And it is a lot more difficult to be, you might still not like it, but at least you're not afraid of it. At least you understand it a little bit better.
Well, the unfortunate thing is, James, with all of these social media platforms, there is always the possibility of misinformation. Always. Because anybody can upload anything they want. So it is on each one of us to be a discerning intake of this information. Question it, no matter what it is and who it's coming from. You
mm-hmm.
should always question it and do your own research. The thing that has me a little concerned about this is, why do they want to ban this app? Yeah, they're saying all this stuff about, well, we gotta, you know, be afraid of the Chinese. Well, is that really it? Or is it that you don't want the ability for people to put information out there quickly when it's happening for reasons?
Right.
Question all of this.
On two notes on that. One, the Chinese don't need TikTok. It's incredibly important. You hear the words Melissa's saying there, because who is the people saying this? You have to question. Mentioned Hunter S. Thompson earlier. One of the first things I learned and I gained from not only him but growing up in a very political family: question everything.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what social media platform you're taking things in on, because all of them have misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
And while young people are not necessarily trying to save TikTok for politicians, they're mostly into it for entertainment, connecting with friends, and getting medical advice. According to a new report, 56% of Gen Zers use TikTok for wellness, diet, and fitness advice, and a large chunk of them use the platform as the main form of health advice. 66% of Gen Zers said that they trust TikTok videos with about their health if they come from a doctor, nutritionist, or an athlete. So it does matter who is saying it, of course.
Well, that's good, but...
Still, but... It is still something that, you got to worry about. You got to be questioned. Well, again, question everything.
In my opinion, this says more about our healthcare system in this country than anything else. Like, so many people don't have the ability to just talk to their doctor or go to their doctor because it costs so much money. Having health insurance is astronomically expensive for most of us, unless you fall under the poverty line and you're able to get, a state Medicare or Medicaid. If you have to pay for your own insurance, oftentimes you choose not to go to the doctor because guess what? You're paying a premium and then you have to pay to go to the doctor.
Yeah. It's not surprising to see that a lot of people would be looking for advice in these ways, considering the way our healthcare system is.
But you need to be very, very careful.
Oh, God, please. Please be cautious.
Medical advice from someone, and maybe they're an athlete. Maybe they say they're a doctor. I would still caution.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Again, every social media platform has misinformation.
Yes. Question
everyone. I don't know if you've ever heard the term snake charmer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Snake oil salesman. You need to be careful.
Yeah. Just to wrap this up, the whole TikTok ban, the banned TikTok movement started back in 2020 with then President Trump, who pushed for it heavily. And of course, now has changed his mind and wants TikTok to be spared with all of his Chinese connections. We look at this story right now to wrap up the hour. I encourage people to read this one. I'm not going to do the work for you. I want you to read this one. It comes from us from thegoodnewsnetwork.org. You can find it right away. It pops up as one of the first stories. And a shout out to Andy Corbley. This woman is, I just think, amazing. She's a former Hollywood producer turned rancher, and she is rescuing Mustangs and wild donkeys from being sold at auction to potentially abusive environments or slaughterhouses.
Oh, my.
Claire Staples is her name, and when she first became aware that the West's wild Mustangs are rounded up by the Bureau of Land Management and sold at auction, she realized that this meant the horses' families were being separated against their will. Already having passed 50 and looking for a purpose-driven mission in her life, she founded the Sky Dog Ranch and Sanctuary, intended to provide 9,000 acres of grazing land where Mustangs and wild donkeys and called burros can roam in familiar peace for the rest of their days.
Aww.
Staples uses a network of photographers to track members of families and even herds, and use the money made through the nonprofit operations to buy them at BLM auctions to have them reunited at a ranch.
Wow.
Quote, it's kind of like being a wild horse detective. We rely on the photographers who go out into the wild, Staples told the local news station, that there are certain herds, especially in Oregon, where people name horses and they become well-known on Facebook pages.
Hmm.
The roundup has been going on for decades and inspires controversy in every state where it takes place. Proponents of the roundup say that wild Mustangs and burros are non-native, invasive species that negatively alter the landscape for sensitive native species. Opponents argue that the origins of the roundup come from ranching interests, those herding of cattle, which are far outnumbered the population of wild Mustangs and burros, complete with these animals for grazing space. So yeah. They're competing. It's just kind of the natural order of things. I mean, this happens a lot. We've even touched on this a little bit with the wolf population here in this state. And there's another topic where please be informed on that one, because there is a lot of people out there that want to. There's certainly something to be said for keeping a certain animal population down so that they don't die off because they eat all their food resources, i.e. deer is a perfect example of this. And that might be the case with wolves. We are not there yet. We're not there yet. So go ahead and, you know, I know how thirsty some of you are to hunt. You don't need to on this one. You're probably going to have an opportunity, but we're not there yet with those. It is a very similar universe that is going on with these horses and some of this with the way that they are with the land. So it's an interesting one.
It's interesting because there's, again, that balance of, okay, well, are they actually destroying the natural habitat any more than your cattle are, or is this an opportunity for you to make some money?
Yeah, that's what you got to look into on that one.
And it's just real easy for you to throw out the, well, we care about the natural environment. Never mind these thousands of dollars we just put in our pocket.
We got to go, Mel. But we do appreciate it, and we appreciate you. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.